Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Steve Stoke.
When I started out and Harry was my partner, he said to me, "You will find your identity." It turned out that I felt that my identity was going to be to teach as many people as I could the game of baseball.
White Sox TV analyst.
Hey, Steve, it's Chuck. I know there's two outs, but you wrote a movie in the offseason?
Yes. It's fairly unique. It is a baseball-themed movie, as you might expect. We'll see what happens. It takes a while to get these things done, by the way, as you probably know, Chuck.
Is it a comedy, a drama, a mystery?
Oh, you're going to laugh, you're going to cry, you're going to do... I mean, it brings out every emotion you have.
Steve Stoke on The Score.
You know what that music means. You know what the open means. It is time to go to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, and that is where we bring in the man, the legend. He is Steve Stone, the White Sox analyst for CHSN. We love to talk to Stoney about all things baseball. And he joins us now on Rahimi and Harris on the Score. Hi, Stoney. How are you?
Good, Layla. How are you?
I'm good. The game last night was not great. Marshall's face kind of says it all.
Yeah, Steve. I'm really kind of hurt from the one run losses, but I'm like, hey, at least they're one run losses. They'll get it together soon and they'll start winning some of these games that are so close. And then a game like last night happens and you're thinking, okay, I thought Shane Smith is definitely the all-star and he probably still will be, but it just left me at my wit's end. But that's been kind of a story for the season long. I'm wondering, Steve, how you're able to process these games. They're very different from last year's contest, but still the losing kind of persists.
Well, it certainly does that. Last night's game, the defense wasn't there. And if the defense is not there, you're probably not going to play too well because you're playing a ball club that they don't have a whole lot of thunder in that Cardinals lineup. However, they are three games over 500, and they're three games over 500 because they play almost spotless defense. Any play has to be made. The Cardinals are going to make it. They've done that for a long time. That's a team that has not given up on the prospect of going to the playoffs, although it's going to be very tough. I don't see a wild card coming out of the Central. I see the Cubs and the Cubs alone. As far as the rest of that division is concerned, maybe the Brewers can get it together. Then comes down to a general manager's race to see who makes significant deals. And we've seen a couple. The Devers deal, certainly the Giants are very happy with that. They're sitting in second place, 3.5 games in back of the Dodgers. And they've got a legitimate shot, especially with Rafael Devers. So there's a few teams looking to make some moves. And as far as the Cubs are concerned, I don't think they have to do too much. I think they're pretty good at where they are. But as far as the Sox are concerned, you know, there's going to be, by my estimation right now, as we sit here and talk today, there's six teams that are definitely sellers. So the White Sox fall into that category. I like the direction the Sox are going in as far as being more competitive in most games. You throw out last night because that was the aberration lately as opposed to the norm. And I get your point. Winning games is the key to all of this. And the Sox know they've got to do a couple of different things. Whether they do them this year or not, I'm not certain at this point. I would tend to think that they're going to address a whole lot of needs as they head into the off season and kind of take this year, be the sellers, and be content with it. But I like the direction the team is going in because the young players look like they're about ready to make their mark on the game. You look at the young catching, and very rarely do you go with two rookie catchers, but the Sox are doing that. You look at Vargas coming alive recently. You take a look at some of the other youngsters. Mydroth looks to me like a guy who's going to be here for quite some time. I think his position is going to be second base. I like the fact that he played it last night. He's not going to be a shortstop because Colson Montgomery will be that guy, and eventually he's going to get here. So, look, the losses are disappointing. There's no doubt you look at this team and you say, well, the record is very similar to last year. And, you know, maybe there isn't the progress. However, there is. And I know 23-50 is nothing to feel really good about. However, after losing six games in a row and being close in most of them, you like the direction the team is going in. The two things they have to address, they know that. Power is certainly one of them. This is a power ballpark at the rate. You can't go in and let the opposing team have more power than you have. And back end of the bullpen, they've got to figure out who's going to be who. Grant Taylor might be that guy at the back end. That remains to be seen. But they're starting to put some people in positions where you can see down the road that's the positions they're going to be in.
No, I would agree with that, Steve, especially when you know, for example, you've got talent at the catcher position. When you have two up-and-coming catchers, I think that that is an incredibly good thing, especially in modern baseball. To also understand that your third baseman is hitting like the person you wanted to. That is, those are two places where we've seen a lot of questions for good teams. And so to have those spots, yes, I do think there are some good pieces here that they are trying to build around. How do you think this roster kind of comes together as a whole? I know you alluded to a couple of moves, but just knowing what could come down the line for this group. And for you to even have that confidence in Montgomery, I think is a... it's notable given what we've seen and how his season has gone so far in so many different places.
Well, I think the 2 weeks that he got off to go to the facility in Glendale, Arizona, I think were really beneficial to him. Because without the pressure of a professional game, whether it's AAA, AA, or the major leagues, there's a lot of pressure because, quite obviously, you want to do as well as you can possibly do, but things aren't going that well for you because of a couple of swing flaws. And so with 2 weeks of doing nothing but going over video, having the hitting gurus in Arizona kind of deconstruct that swing and say, look, this is what you have to do. And it's going to feel awkward at first, but eventually you're going to come back and things are going to go well for you. He does have power. We've seen it with a couple of two home run games. I think he has smoothed out his defense. That was something that he tried to work on last year, and certainly that's a work in progress. But there's no doubt that you want him to be able to hit the baseball, and he can give you the kind of power you're looking for, and hopefully he is that guy. So eventually we're going to have to see it in the major league, see how it plays out against major league pitchers who just don't miss all that often, don't make too many mistakes. You might get one pitch and an at-bat to hit, and you better hit it. And that's the difference between AAA and the major leagues. It's a huge jump. There's some guys who make it easily. There's some guys who don't even get to AAA. They're so good in AA, they come to the major leagues. As far as the Sox are concerned, I think what they need to do, and I mentioned two of them, I think that's obvious. We'll see how the starting pitchers work. There's two left-handers down there that look like they're going to be major league starting pitchers. One is Noah Schultz. The other is Hagen Smith. And they thought so highly of Hagen Smith, they took him in front of Jack Caglione. And Caglione would have given the Sox exactly what they need, a very big, very powerful left-hand hitter who eventually is going to hit the ball out of the ballpark consistently. But they felt the sure bet was Hagen Smith. And I believe after coming out of that program in Arkansas, this is a guy who's going to get it done. And again, that adds two starting pitchers to what already is a strength. Because if you take a look at this entire Sox team, you'd have to say that starting pitching to this point has been the strength of not only this current team, but the strength of the organization.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Steve Stone joining us here to talk about the White Sox. He is the White Sox analyst for CHSN. You can catch him on The Call. Steve, I'm looking at the minor leagues, right? And you're talking about a little bit about the pitching that they have down there. When you look at position player-wise, post-trade deadline, because I'm pretty sure Luis Robert Jr., maybe Mike Tauchman, some of these other guys won't be here. Who is it that you most want to see position player-wise up and doing something that's not already here? Because they've done a nice job of getting guys up to the majors in the first half of the season.
Well, I think one of the things that the Sox have struggled with is the development of position players. And I think with Chris Getz coming in, and a lot of people, they take a look at Chris Getz. He's not a loud guy. He's a very quiet guy. He's a cerebral guy. He was one of those players in the major leagues who was never a star. He was good enough to get here, but not good enough to be a star. And when you have that in your resume, you have to be much more analytical, much more thoughtful. You have to figure out exactly what it takes for you to stay around in the major leagues, and Chris was able to do that. But one of the great things that he has done, which is something that I believe that you can't really underscore, short sell, is the fact that he has redeveloped a front office and invited some guys into that front office who are very good at what they do. And you take a look around. Let's talk about Josh Barfield coming over from the Diamondbacks. He's going to be a general manager in a few years. Right now, he's one of those guys that really understands the game. His father also was a major league player. He was raised in a major league atmosphere, and he understands what it takes to put this team together. Then you look at Jin Wong, who spent a lot of time in Kansas City, along with Gene Watson, another guy that Chris brought in. These two guys were responsible for putting together really strong Kansas City teams, who went from a 100-loss every year team to a team that was not only contending but eventually winning the World Series. And so those three guys have done a real good job. Brian Bannister to shore up the pitching coming in, and everywhere he's gone they've said the same thing. I mean, this guy really understands pitching, really understands how to make pitching better. And he was able to bring these guys in and a few more to revamp what, in my estimation, was a bit of a weakness for the White Sox. And right now, I think that front office is a strength. And I think you can't look at it today and say, well, this is where they're at, so those guys aren't doing the job, because it takes a while to reassemble a really strong organization, and that means top to bottom, as well as then getting players as far as scouting and player development that can help you in the major leagues. And there's two ways to work that. You develop players. Number one, you have guys to trade. And number two, you have guys you can bring to your major league team and slowly assemble that team. So I see a bright future for the Sox. It's not going to come quite as quickly as a lot of the fans would like. It's not coming quite as quickly as I would like. However, you have to look at reality. And when you're down and when you're losing 100 games, you look like what the Houston Astros used to look like. Then all of a sudden, the Astros, through their organization, they brought up Altuve and they brought up Tucker, and they brought up a number of different guys that made that team into a winning team, a team that won the World Series, a team that contends just about every year. And it's an object lesson in baseball. You have to be patient, even though you don't want to be, and you have to have a good front office to be able to get you the talent you need, both in the major leagues and for trades.
Steve Stone, we appreciate your time and your perspective as always. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Steve.
It's my pleasure. Have a good broadcast, and we'll talk down the road.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.